Hi, everybody. It's Jim Baikyai. The podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. Here we are on the eve of the turn of the summer, halfway point, intermission, the August long weekend. For those of you that are listening to my podcast outside of Canada, this is traditionally that turning point in the summer where we go from hot, hot weather, vacations, people take their holidays on either side. And before you know it, it's back to school time. So, you know, it's a good time to pause and reflect. And when I reflect about how Katie and I did the Pivot and Adapt summer series, we brought on some wonderful guests. John Love, founder and CEO of KingSec Partners, talked about real estate. And be interesting to talk to John now as more and more companies kind of almost, it's gone two ways. One, more and more companies are saying they're going to stay out of the offices until probably 2021. But at the same time, there's also sort of like a mini housing boom going on as people are thinking about leaving the city. And so that was kind of interesting. Of course, Rosie, David Rosenberg, that was such a fun show. If you listen to Rosie, he said, buy gold and buy stocks that you need. If you'd followed his advice a month ago, you'd be doing pretty well. Gold had a nice breakout. And I continue to think that trend continues. People buying things that they need as opposed to buying things that, I don't know if you consider them luxuries, but nice to haves as opposed to need to haves. And every day when I put my mask on, I think about Jackie Moss and that wonderful gift gown, gift mask business that she built. And I had so much joy listening to Taylor Morrell tell her story about how we worked together and she found a great job. And you could just hear that enthusiasm in her voice and the feeling of power and being in control of her own destiny, I think, as opposed to the way most people feel when they go to interview for a job. They always feel like they're at the mercy of the person interviewing them. And they ask all those stupid questions. Oh yeah, like I see here on your resume, you were 4 years at this and 2 years at that. Like, I don't know what any of that accomplishes. So I hope all of my listeners enjoyed the four of them. I've got some more people coming in the next weeks, and I think you'll find them just as interesting. My whole goal, and Katie and I talked about this, is to bring people that can help educate you and continue down this path to helping people gather information, triangulate, and recognize that, you know, at the end of the day, we're all going to have to pivot and adapt. We're all going to have to pivot and adapt. We're all going to have to pivot and adapt. And I think as we start to get further in the rearview mirror of what the world looked like before, I think people are going to stop talking about, well, when we get back to the old way or when we get back to, I think people are starting to realize, you know, there's a turn here. And just like the summer turn for cottage season, there may be a turn in all of our lives. And there may be a turn that we don't get to go back to. And we're going to have figure out a new way of life. And every day we're learning and we're learning. And every day we're getting more information. More and more companies are starting to push their return dates out. I think companies, all the people that had Airbnb condos that they used to rent out, a friend of mine was just looking for an apartment. He said, you just can't believe the thousands of Airbnb condos that are available for not just overnight rent or available for sale. This week, I played with a friend of mine who's involved with a couple of private schools, one in Toronto and one in Ottawa. And what was interesting, and this goes along that theme of collateral damage that I've talked about before, we've got to be able to look all the way down and see where the damage is. He was saying that one of the schools is primarily boarding, and as a result of the fact that they won't be able to do boarding going forward, they'll probably have a $10 million deficit. And the other school in Ottawa will probably have a $3 to $4 million deficit. Those are numbers that are that people and organizations can't recover from without some massive benefactor or massive raise in prices. But these are the collateral damage things that are going on. You know, at the top line, everybody looks at the big organization, the big companies, and and the layoffs and everything else. But the trickle down effect to the provinces, to the municipalities, the cities is just early on. And what we all have to do is we have to be mindful of, we have to ask our questions. What does that mean for me, right? What does that mean for me? Does that mean I'm going to have higher taxes? Well, that's a tick the box for sure. There's ever been a 100% question that gets a yes answer. That's the one. There are going to be higher taxes. In what capacity? In every capacity of our life. Higher taxes on things, there'll be a higher GST, HST, there'll be higher income taxes, there'll be higher capital gains, there'll be higher. The only good news is everybody in the world is in the same sort of boat. Everybody's going to need to raise taxes in some sort of capacity. So what does that mean? How do I adjust? You know, what does that mean? Do I need to save more money? What do I need to think about? You know, the housing question. Again, I saw this great article where Barbados and some countries are actually starting to offer visas to people to come and work from home in Barbados, work from home in different places. Still pay your taxes in Canada. You're not a non-resident. Talk about a creative idea, pivot and adapt, right? They know that they're not getting tourist dollars. So let's attract people to come here and rent, spend money on a car, spend money on food, and spend money on alcohol. Everybody is pivoting and adapting. A couple of my friends are talking about going to Whistler, renting a place and working from there. So this constant evolution, this constant change that we're in, I'm hoping that more and more people are picking up the mantle and realizing that this isn't an anomaly anymore. This is part of my day-to-day life. I was downtown the other day in the concourse, and it was a ghost town. And, you know, I was looking at secondhand cars, and what was amazing was every single secondhand car on Auto Trader said that they'll deliver. You don't have to come see us. I like this pivot and adapt. It really forces the best of mankind. It forces people to be creative. Because I think in general, I've probably been relatively lazy, sort of, I got my job, I get up, go to the gym, I go to this, kind of following a routine. And while I would never have called for or predicted a pandemic, it's something that forces us all to think about our lives in a completely different way. Think about our lives with our families. Think about our lives with our friends. How do we keep in touch? How do we do those things? And in the end of the day, there will be a lot of dislocation. But every generation has had dislocation for a variety of different reasons. And mankind is resourceful. And we should come out of this thing with hopefully a better world. Where people are more mindful of each other and mindful of what's important in this life. Because this pandemic doesn't care if you're worth $100 million or $100 or $1. It takes everyone the same way. So my message for the week is reflect back on some of the things that my guests have talked about. John Love and real estate, this need for culture and people to come back to a community. I think that's true. People want a community. My son last night, Sam, met with all of his new coworkers in a park after having worked there for 2 to 3 weeks. It was a great feeling to meet all the people that he'd never met before. So I agree with Sean. I also agree with David. I think that the world is going to a need. More recently, David talked about inflation not being the scary thing, but deflation perhaps being the more worrisome situation. I mean, the deficits are so ridiculous. The impact on the economy is so overwhelming. And Jackie Moss, God bless Jackie Moss, that ability to take her corporate lawyer mindset and turn it into a business of something people need. And last but not least, the youth of the world, the next generation, the Taylor Morrells, who are out there figuring out, okay, this is the hand I've got, and I've got to deal with the hand that I've been given. How do I do it? How do I figure it out? And there'll be the next generation of people that will one day, whomever the new Amazons, Facebooks, Teslas, whoever they may be, they'll be in the hands of that generation. And if Taylor Burrell is any example of that, we're in very, very good hands. So I hope you're all enjoying the long weekend. I'll be back in a week and we'll begin our series again with guest speakers. As always, it's Jim Bakey. The podcast is Be You. The world will adjust and keep thinking. Pivot and adapt. Pivot and adapt. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.